Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Nice try.
Welcome to Bell Monkeys.
Good one, Brian.
Sorry, Ricky.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James DeRoy.
This is Waylon.
Today is October 9th, Sunday, October 9th, 2011.
And this is episode 389.
Y'all, we are 11 shows away from 400.
What should we do?
That makes me so nervous.
What should we do?
We should just stop it at 400.
We shouldn't even do a 400. Our 400th show should be silent.
399. Just stop there.
Our 400th show should just be silent.
We should do a. That.
By the way, we're on an airplane now.
Yeah.
We're not at the beach anymore. This episode has been brought to you by Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, apparently, we're having really warm weather for this time of year.
Oh, God, yeah.
So we don't have the air conditioner on because at night it gets cool enough to have the windows open. But during the day, it can get a little hot in here. So we have a fan blowing. We have the windows open.
Sorry.
We have Waylon over here about to puke. This will make you burp. I don't know why Coke Zero makes you burp so much.
Today we open the show with Butter Bars, Hamburger, and Coke Zero.
Delicious.
That's what it
is. I'm going to make some more of those Butter Bars this weekend.
Those were good.
I'm going to buy the right pan. Because it needs to be a 9x13 pan.
Right.
So I'm going to buy the right one, and then I'm going to make two batches of it.
Those things are so good.
They're better when they're right.
I would agree with Bradley that you should put some of the jalapeno jelly on top. I think they would be good.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll cut them up and then you guys can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think we should start this show with phone calls so we don't
phone
forget
calls?
Them. Let's phone call it up!
Oh, I can't do the phone call song because my external hard drive is not working. Will one of y'all buy me an external hard drive?
Oh,
I need one. All of our shows.
Amazon wish list.
All of our shows are on there and all my music. And right now I can't access that information.
Again?
I thought you fixed it.
No, it stopped working again. So it's going in and out.
Was Lauren able to get it working?
Yeah, but I need to get a new one.
Okay.
So I prefer.
Or why don't you just wait for.
A one terabyte one.
Jesus.
Well, that one's 500.
Terabytes?
You need to go to. You just need to Black Friday that shit. You need to gate your ass up.
That's another month
or
away,
Monday, Cyber Monday.
Because October 12th, the new iPhone operating system comes out, and I cannot download it until I have a new hard drive.
Because you can't do it on your computer.
Right, because my music and everything is on the hard drive. If I plug it up, it erases all my music.
Shit.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
So y'all, I need a new hard drive. If it could be a used one, if you have a used one that you don't need, and it's at least 500 gigabytes, email me and I'll send you the address to send it to me because I need it bad.
So we'll create our own little phone interest.
Yeah. Ring-a-ling-a-ling, we got a phone call.
Phone call.
I'm so embarrassed for us right now. All right, here we go. First call. These may not be in order, but.
Hey, Ricky and Boo. Oh, no. Oh, okay, it's not Boo anymore. It's Waylon. And, James, what? It's Brad. And, I just want to let you know that I had so much fun, and you guys were amazing on your live show, and I just love you guys, and I just want to say thank you for coming out to Las Vegas, staying out with all the other 50-plus people. It was so much fun. It was amazing. It was a trip I would never, ever, ever forget. And I just want to thank you for being part of it. And you guys are amazing. And I wish you all the very best. And hope to see you again when I'm back in the Chicago sometime. Okay? Well, you keep up the great work. Okay?
Bye. Okay. We'll see you.
Don't forget to use the same support at the end. Ramblerada.com.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
I was like, wow.
Yes, we did get to see Rainbow Redhead at Pride 48. And I'm still sad that I was sick. But I did have as much fun as I could have.
Yes.
Being sick. And I cannot wait till next year when we get to do it. Next year, we're going to take them off more days, right?
Yes.
We're going to get there a day before it starts, and we're staying the day after it starts.
Yes. Or at least leaving the day after.
Right. Because we need to get our own
shit. In the evening.
We need to do our own shit. And it will not be on Spirit Airlines.
No, we will pay more money.
We will get our tickets 5 months in advance.
Yes, that's the problem. Was we're like, shit, we got a month and a half before we can do
so
this.
As soon as it's announced, we are buying the tickets.
We're buying the tickets.
And scheduling the PTO.
Right. What were you pointing out that I needed to see?
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I'll show you when we talk about it.
Oh, the...
Yes.
Okay. I want to see if we have any new reviews. Can you check that for me?
I'll check the reviews. Do we have another phone call?
Yes.
We have another three, two.
Shut up. Do we?
Yeah.
Y'all, we are important. For some reason, people have decided to call us.
Yay.
You can give us a call at 206-984-3685.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We got a phone call.
Phone call. Ring-a-ling-a-ding.
Oh, that has got to be probably the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened on this show.
Ever.
Except for...
that whole...
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to send you a fax, and it's not going through. Hello? How did I make the fax work? You guys, this is Kathy Bacon, and I'm just scanning something, and it takes so long on that work. But anyway, I'm just calling because you guys are so cute. I just can't get over it. Ricky, I just want to wish you.
Mm.
Anyway, that's all. I just can't get over it. You're just so cute.
Aww.
It's cute, Ricky. I'm sorry. My apologies. I need to behave myself. Okay. All right. I'll get back to work. Don't play this on the show, please.
I didn't know that part. Oopsie. Okay. I'm sorry. No, we'll keep it in. She didn't say anything bad.
I almost mentioned, did you listen to it first? Since almost every phone call she calls into Big Fatty is,
don't play this on the show.
Just don't play this next part on the show.
It's okay. She didn't say anything bad. And she called me cute like 500 times.
So, of course, you're going to leave it in whether or not she wants you to or not.
Duh. And we'll probably play it at the end, too.
Duh.
It's going to be on loop for like 10 minutes after the show's over.
Don't play this.
You're so cute. You're squishy. You're so cute. You're squishy.
I love Miss Bacon.
Miss Bacon was awesome. I don't know. There was a lot of cool people we met.
I can't wait.
It makes me happy.
It's going to be a good time next year.
It makes me excited already.
Yeah.
I'm going to pee my pants. That's what I was saying.
Sisters. Speaking of sisters, our next phone call's all perky.
And we do have a review.
What?
Ring a little ding ding. We've got a phone call.
Oh, God.
You forgot your part.
Phone call. Fucking phone
call. Until you fix it, you're going to hear that.
Hello, my bitches. This is Melissa. Oh, my gosh. I miss you guys so much. I am driving home from Vegas right now.
Bad girl, get off the phone.
And I'm in the middle of the fucking desert, as you do when you drive back to California from Vegas. But, I miss you guys so much already. I can't believe the weekend flew by like that. But I'm so glad that we got to meet and hang out the way we did. And I love you all so much. Waylon, I just want to pinch your cheek and take more pictures with you. I love you. Ricky, I'm still not going to let you motorboat me, but Kim will always be available for that. And, oh, my Brad, girl, you know I love you, babe. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, other two. I do love you, babe, too. I do, mm-hmm. but
mm-hmm.
I love you guys so much, and I can't wait to see you again, and I really hope to see you next year at wherever Pride's event is going to be.
Chicago.
Hopefully Vegas, but whatever. I will try to make it out if it is in Chicago. I will try to make an effort to be there. But
Chicago.
Anyway, I just love you guys. And anytime you want to come to California, you have a place to stay.
Yay!
And I will take you out and about, and we'll have a gay old time just like we did in Vegas. So I love you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Why does it have to be gay?
You know why.
You know why.
Oh. I love when she laughs. She's like, I hate being a woman.
She was awesome. She picked us up at the airport. Mm-hmm. She was probably her and Melinda were probably the most excited people there.
To see us.
To see us.
Miranda.
That, you know, they were really emotional when we left. I don't know. It still makes me feel good that people cried over me.
He's doing the Brad.
He's doing the Brad.
He's doing the head pullback.
I have too, because I will hurt your ears. Because that was fucking funny.
Nice.
Your ego's about the size of Brad's.
All right. Thank you all for calling. We really love phone calls, and I wish we got more of them. So could you, like, call us, please?
Give us a call.
What's the number?
206-984-3685.
Great.
And even though the iTunes review game is, or the contest is done, you can still leave us reviews.
Do we have anyone?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's a 5-star. Yes. I didn't really read through it all, but yeah, it looks pretty good. All
right, read it.
This one's after the Nothing of Substance. If you like listening to stereotypes like Paris Hilton.
And what does he say?
Gross.
It's, what does he say?
Wait, hold on.
Let's read it, because I love reading it, and you say it in the voice that, you know.
Nothing of Substance. If you like sitting and listening to a bunch of gay stereotypes talking like Paris Hilton, but gross. The show's for you.
But gross.
They can be funny, but just don't expect anything but insipid chit chat. Oh shit. Those 3-star ratings. Damn you, CZ Vande.
Alright, so what's the new one?
So we got Big Dumb Donkey Girl giving us a review. It says Foul Monkeys is funny.
Is it?
October 1st.
Oh, okay.
I've been a fan of this show for a long time. Not from the beginning, but for a long time nonetheless. It's interesting how the show changes with each group of co-hosts. It's like listening to a different type of music. For instance, when the show was Ricky and Nicole, it was like listening to Sonny and Cher. Naturally, Ricky was Cher. When it was Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha, it was like the Wilson Phillips. It was like Wilson Phillips. Naturally. Samantha was the hot blonde, Nicole was the hot redhead, and Ricky was the fat one. Good one, Donkey Girl. Good one. When it was Ricky and Julian, it was like listening to Wham. Ricky was George Michael, and Julian was the other guy that contributed nothing.
Oh. That's not nice.
This is the review. The current lineup is Ricky, that's James awful. LeRoy, and Bill. It's like the Supremes. Ricky is Diana Ross.
That's right,
while Bill is Mary Wilson, who is constantly battling for the spotlight without Diana's hogging. James LeRoy, by default, is the easygoing other Supreme. I love the show and highly recommend it to everyone. That is an awesome review. I love that. It is like when a band, you know, just kind of like moves and flows into different genres. So it's a good one. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Big Dumb Donkey Girl.
Big Dumb Donkey Girl. Good one, Donkey Girl.
Anyway, so yeah, I love iTunes reviews. Yeah, keep reading. Keep leaving them.
We don't have any more, right?
No.
Maybe we should read other people's iTunes reviews.
Guess what show we're talking about?
Guess what show we are today? No. We could read a review and they can guess what show it's for.
We only can pick bad reviews. 3 stars and under.
I have like 5 of them.
3 stars and under for other podcasts, so that it's all
and
fair.
You have to guess what podcast it is.
Right.
All right, here's a gone. Gross show.
No. Is this ours?
No, this is somebody else.
I don't know who it is.
It's a good one. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
It's called Gross Show. I enjoyed it at first, but they've gotten more and more gross as time goes by. I just made it to episode 69, and not only is it not something I personally want to hear about, I'd be embarrassed to tell this story. Ick. I'm unsubscribing because I don't have the stomach for this type of, quote, entertainment.
Good job, guys. I think that's 5-star, actually.
That is a 5-star. Good one. It's by Pitbull Lipstick.
Wait, isn't that Sarah Palin? No, that was Pig Lipstick. Pig, yes. Yeah.
So, guess which iTunes that was.
Everybody email us or call us and tell us what show that was.
Yeah, whose show is that?
Yeah, and if you listen and it's your show, I'll be curious if you remember it. But I'm going to guess you do.
It's pretty. That one's pretty easy because that's a known episode for that show.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. So,
we've been busy since you've been gone and then back.
Since you've been gone.
Even just in the last couple of days. Since you got back, it's been busy.
Mm-hmm.
You little.
I'm always busy. People are always asking me to do stuff.
Before we start going into that, I do want to mention Drusilla Blow Me on Twitter.
He's a listener to
sent
the show.
Us, mm-hmm, sent us a link, and I will say that it was some funny shit. I'll post the link up, but it is, it was on Tumblr, but it was all these different, diva cups from around the world and it was awesome. I laughed so hard when I first saw that. I was like, this is,
and they're all
amazing.
Different colors too.
They're all different colors. They, to match the culture,
they all kind of have the same shape.
Well, kind of, they have that little plungy little pull tap at the top.
Uh-huh.
The yank cord.
Right.
Disengage.
So gross. Speaking of disengaging body fluids, so the whole month of October, I am having a lovely little horror festival. Mm-hmm.
This will be annual.
It started out as 13 films. It all started because of a friend in Ohio who's done this for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, not all of them have been good successes for people showing up, but it is the first year, and it is school nights. We're doing 13, but now it's going to turn into like 15 just because of.
That's, keep going. Keep
I
going.
Can't talk because that's funny.
Oh, no.
So a couple days, a week, I'm showing a horror film at my house, whether or not it's on a Tuesday, a Thursday, a weekend, whatever. Mm-hmm. But last night, we took a field trip to the movie theater to see a show, mm-hmm. and we saw Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Awesome.
Which was hilarious.
Which was hilarious. And there were six of us, which, you know.
No, five.
Oh, was it five?
Yes, it was five. Because we all got. No, there was five.
You, Waylon, Mark, Kevin, and Ricky.
You, Waylon, Mark, Kevin, and Ricky. God, can you guys not count?
Where's his mic?
Okay, no. You cannot turn me off just for being right. Oh, nope. Too bad. Nope. Can't do that either. Nope.
Hey, that's my mic.
Wait, that, there we go.
Aw.
Bitch.
Anyway. So,
don't be jealous.
Tucker and Dale.
My stepdad died. I don't think that's appropriate.
Whatever.
You get one more week.
One more day.
One more week. It's my fault. It's my fault. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Leave the court alone.
I'm Ricky. No one likes me.
So who am
no
I?
No one loves me. No one invites me to anything. No one likes me.
Wait, no. That's a mix of people there. That's just confusing.
Anyway. So Tucker and Dale was funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was gory in a not gory kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all should see that.
Brad it's and really Kevin good. Had chubs the whole time.
Oh my god, Tyler Labine. So hot.
He totally looks so like my cute. Friend Trucker Mike from Florida.
I can see that.
Totally, totally looks like him.
No, it was a good movie. It was hilarious. The frat bitch. That was funny.
Take that frat bitch.
That was good. No, the movie was great. I was very surprised at how funny it was.
Because I thought it was going to be like.
We went to the Music Box Theater, by the way.
Right. Which is like an indie place, right? Is that where they show all the indie films?
Yes.
Yeah.
They call it. They're one of their taglines is like the year long film festival. Because they show films that pretty much no one else does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they have a series of midnight movies every month.
Which we partook in.
So, so that movie was great. And then it all started because I thought it was someone's birthday outing, but apparently it was the night before.
Okay, take deep breaths.
But we still had a good time. We went to directly after this film. In the same theater, the midnight showing, the midnight showing of Human Centipede 2.
Oh my god!
The full sequence.
First of all, I was like a nervous wreck the first like 15 minutes before it even started. I was a nervous wreck because I knew.
Yeah, I know you were, and you were making the Muppet hipsters in front of us. You were making him laugh because of how much you were like, girl. I'm telling you, I'm going to gag. I'm going to gag. I need to apologize to the people around me. I am going to gag.
No, I was telling.
I did
no.
not say girl.
you didn't have to. The purse did it for you.
Ooh. You had a collection of purses down there.
Hey. Hi, this is Ricky, and I'm going to talk about the Human Centipede 2.
My laugh. Talk loud. Oh, I can talk loud enough if you want.
He turned my mic off too. No. All right. It was funny. The Muppet twins in front of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The boy that looked like the girl that looked like the boy, but they're boyfriend and girlfriend, which is kind of weird. Like,
it's very ambiguous.
Boyfriend and boyfriend.
I also loved how the audience for between Tucker and Dale went from like
total difference.
Like 12 people in the audience to an entire theater,
like a full house.
And there were a lot of homos.
There was a lot of gay people in there, wasn't there?
A lot of gay people like ass to mouth.
That's not like
the human Daisy Jane. That's what we decided the porn version was.
The human daisy chain?
Yeah.
That's not like a gay area around there, is it? Like, not a lot of gay people live in there.
Right on the cusp of Wrigleyville.
Yeah, you're just directly west of it.
How about the guy that showed up in the V-neck, the gray V-neck? That
I think it was all the way down to his belly button.
Gross. And he was like all built, but he looked gross.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see that.
So this is one of those movie theaters, first of all, that is gorgeous. It's like a turn of the century. No, I don't know, turn of the century. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they have the organ that they do play before certain movies. Beautifully.
Big red curtain.
Beautifully redone. You know, very well kept.
They have the things where the old men from the Muppets are going to be up there.
Yeah, and a little side. And a beautiful red curtain that they lower between each film. I mean, it has a lot of...
nostalgia.
A lot of good... atmosphere to then watch this bullshit of a movie.
Oh my god.
One thing I was surprised about is the balcony was not big at all. I thought it would come out more. I wonder if they knocked it out.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
No, they might. That's not needed too much of one.
I just thought there would be extra seating up. Like, it was that old that they would have like extra seating. Y'all, the chairs were even made for people in the 1920s. I sat in one. But you know, I'm so happy.
But they were oddly not uncomfortable. Mm-mm, though it has been a long time since I've been at a movie theater with a pop and popcorn with no cup holder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walked up to Kevin. I was like, oh my God, I have to hold my drink.
But this movie was
horrendous.
Oh my God.
It's not even scary to me. It was fucking gross.
No, there was nothing scary about it except for how creepy
the weird guy.
I have to admit, this movie is not going to get any kind of awards. It's not going to get any kind of accolades.
It is nothing. Not.
But that man,
the guy, should win something.
Was a fantastic actor when it comes to creepy as fuck and doesn't say a word.
His eyelids creeped me out.
Yeah, his eyes.
No, his eyeballs creeped me out.
But there are some scenes in this movie.
It's too soon to like talk about.
So the first movie.
No, here's the thing. You know, it's not going to ruin the movie.
So the director said that the second movie was going to make the first one look like My Little Pony the Musical. And it did.
Disgusting.
And just to let you know, I did gag.
Oh.
And I did too.
I looked away a lot of times because there was stuff going on that.
Hammer enough teeth.
Oh, that I cannot. Because that is like my worst fear ever. For someone to kidnap me and then like. Chisel out my fucking teeth. I would just please shoot me in the head.
The one scene towards the end that really was getting me was the injected diuretic.
Oh, God.
The X-lax when they were mouth to anus. And then you hear all the rumbling, you hear the farting. And the next thing you know is people start shitting all over the other people.
No, and spraying out.
It started off with, it was like, you hear the shits going on and the people like going, and it was just like, you know that they're having to swallow. You know that it's going. And then all of a sudden, seams starting to burst, and it like sprayed, the camera.
All over the camera.
That was the first girl one. That's
the
end.
The girl at the end. She shot on the wall.
So we can't really talk about much other things because
a lot of stuff in there that is.
The part that made. There's several parts that made me do my Waylon laugh.
Because
you had to in the horror. It just how gross it was. But there was this one part towards the end that I about fell out of my seat.
And you were the only one.
I don't know if that was the car.
Was it the pedal? Woman,
the pedal? The pedal. I don't know if that's when I did it, but that one alone.
Oh,
that was alone.
That made the movie made so bad.
Fall out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, it was
interesting.
I will never watch it again, but I am happy. I am not sorry that I watched it and watched it with all of you, because it was a, it good, was a good time bonding experience with your friends.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I walked out of that building and I said, y'all, I have to go to church tomorrow. I have to go to church. I feel so awful as a human being for watching that.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, The Human Centipede, according to IMDb, the little blurb, it says it's inspired by the fictional Dr. Hyder, disturbed loner Martin, who's the guy who's with the bug eyes, who's doing this, dreams of creating a 12-person centipede and sets out to realize his sick fantasies. So during the whole movie, he's pretty much watching the first film and studying it and everything.
Can I say what he's doing while he's watching it?
Yeah.
He masturbates with sandpaper.
And then he pees blood.
Ooh! And the whole movie's in black and white.
Yeah.
And it's
because why was it black and white?
UK.
Because it's...
I think it was turned black and white because they wouldn't show it either in the US or in the UK because...
Well, it's already banned in the UK. They can't even show it, period. It's illegal.
So I mean, the only reason it was maybe...
I find that hilarious that in the UK you can show your tits and be naked and curse on TV, but this you can't.
This is extreme, though.
This is pretty fucking extreme.
This is extreme. So, I mean, the first one, it was very much like, this medically, quote-unquote, can realistically happen. And da-da-da-da. And we can make one.
And the doctor was weird.
And the doctor was strange. And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I actually first saw this at Big Chicks.
I saw it at a proper theater.
I did not. I was sitting at the bar.
You're drinking.
Getting ready to order my drink, and I'm watching the movie for the last 45 minutes. All I'm doing is standing there and staring, and the bartender comes back to me every few minutes. He's like, do you want something? I don't even respond. I'm just like, oh my God.
George watched it with me here.
Oh,
he
really?
Got up and was so scared.
The first one is like, this is kind of... this could happen. It's like the perfect circumstance. Like, you have a doctor, you have someone who knows. The second movie is just like some fucking weird guy who doesn't have any medical experience.
Yeah, but that's what would mentally, happen.
That's exactly
that's Ill, the scary one.
And it's realistic.
Y'all, he's doing this with one of those things that you poke hot dogs with. What is that? A tong?
Skewer?
The thing that looks like a fork?
A skewer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and a staple gun?
I love that everything is in order as he pulls it out. That's insane.
So, speaking about the funny parts, one of my things that I thought was funny when he was like with the little baby, he's like, dee, 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 dee.
Oh. It made me so uncomfortable. I think I'll probably dream about it tonight. Probably. I think last night I was just
too, you repressed
too tired.
It. You repressed
yeah.
it. It's gone.
It was bad, y'all. I mean, you should see it. And then when you see it, you have to call us and tell us
yeah.
what you think. I'm pretty sure there's going to be reactions on YouTube from people watching it, you think?
Probably. Well,
maybe when the DVD comes out.
Yeah.
Watch the trailers.
It's crazy.
It's so...
It made my stomach shake.
It was the perfect
shake.
Movie to watch at midnight in an old theater, though.
Yeah.
People were screaming. Everyone went, boom! At the same time. Except for the one guy that kept saying, you're not making sense!
That was funny, though.
Sometimes I hate people like that.
Me too.
You're like, really? Shut the fuck up. You're such an attention
whore. We get it. It doesn't make sense.
See, but I don't understand with the mom how she didn't die from the first thing. Or how she wasn't weakened by... She did.
Cut it all the way. And you're supposed to go up and down, not straight across.
I know.
She was using like a butter knife.
across the wrist.
She wasn't using a butter knife. She was using the knife that she was stabbing the blankets with. Oh,
across the wrist is just attention.
Yeah.
Kill us.
Which, you guys are going to watch this tonight, but American Horror Story.
Can't wait.
Fucking amazing. And you get to see Dylan McDermott's ass like 5 times.
Hot.
And you get to see him beat off.
You get to see him beat off?
Not like... the whole thing, but you get to see him like come and it's hot.
Oh, he is kind of
he
sexy.
Is hot. Mm-hmm. I've loved him ever since Steel Magnolias.
Mm.
Wait,
yeah,
no. Was he? Who was that in Steel Magnolias? That was him, right?
Yes, because Jeff Daniels was in your cousin, your uncle.
Terms of Endearment.
I love
Bradley's uncle was one of the kids in Terms of Endearment.
Mm. Yes, he was the. If you guys know the movie,
I've never seen that movie.
It's good. He was the older of the two boys. And the one scene that's like really, there's two scenes that are really popular for him. There's one scene where he's in the grocery store and he wants a candy bar and the younger one wants a candy bar, but his parents are poor. And she's like, no, you have to put that back. No, you have to put that back. And he was like, I don't want to. I don't want to. And the little boy does it. Like he puts it back himself for himself. Then the other one, he gets smacked by Shirley MacLaine. His grandmother in the movie. Uh-huh. Like in front of the hospital. Like he got bitch slapped by Weeza.
I love Weeza.
Is that the only thing he's done?
No, he's done other stuff. He was in Scream.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You did show me that.
He had a line in Scream. He's like, dude, let's go check it out.
Oh, yeah, that was a scene when the principal was hung up on the football.
And they found out at the party.
The Vons. I said the Vons because of Big Fatty. Have you heard his last couple shows? Mm-hmm. He's calling the old lady the Vons now.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what's up? The Vons.
So bad.
What else we got to talk about? We didn't get to talk about Centipede or the Human Centipede 2 because we don't want to give anything away. Because there was more stuff that we wanted to
talk
about.
There was a lot of stuff in it. I mean, the first half of the, it's only an hour and a half, but the first half of the movie was kind of build up. I mean, it was one of those, like, you knew that was going to happen. You knew that it was going to be there.
I
want to
know how many times a human can be hit in the head before they die. Well, because that was, like, crazy.
I think that's why they tried with the pregnant lady when she died.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess that was kind of the answer to that, too. I mean, like, hit a little too hard, a little too many times, and you're going to break a neck or knock someone out.
I loved it when he was, like, he smacked one of them too hard, and then they died, and he's like... And then he just snapped, and he's like,
"He doesn't talk the entire film. He makes noises like that."
Yeah,
he's that person in your school that you thought would probably molest animals or something. That's who that is.
Yeah, or sandpaper.
Oh. His mom still cracked me up. I'm gonna kill us in our sleep. I've decided to kill us.
Right. Yeah.
And he's just sitting there eating his food.
Ooh, and his underwear was so gross.
And I don't think he ever showered.
He didn't look like he showered.
No. Oh, and he was hacking up a lung, and he had his inhaler.
Mm-hmm. And he was coughing. Like that.
Because when you try to do that, that kind of made me...
Stop touching the cord.
Stop yanking your chain.
How long have we been recording?
It's a little over 30.
Oh, so we can go.
Yeah.
Oh, ew. That sounded disgusting.
yeah. Give us a call at 2. Oh, no. Oh, we're not supposed to do that anymore. This is Ricky.
All right, guys. Have fun.
Wait.
This is Waylon. Goodbye.
This is James Roy.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.